Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're getting a lot of eschatological readings as we approach Holy Week, today from the prophet Ezekiel. So eschatology, if you have not heard, is an important word to have in your Christian vocabulary, because it's the word we use to describe the end times. And today we have the prophet Ezekiel shown a vision of the heavenly temple by an angel in a kind of biblical tour of heaven. But this end of time temple has a significant image that we all need to take to heart. It says that there was water flowing from the side of the temple. Now, why is that significant, especially leading up to Holy Week? Because every major feast in the temple in Jesus' day had this image of blood and water flowing from the side of the temple. It was reported by the historian Josephus that over 200,000 lambs were sacrificed in a single day in Passover, and the priests of the temple would have taken the blood and poured it out on the altar of sacrifice in the temple. Now that's a lot of blood. The priests would be standing literally in blood up to their ankles. So whenever they had to clean the altar, they couldn't just pour the blood out of the temple. They had to pour it into the altar and mix it with water into these funnels which ran out of the altar and down the side of the mountain, out the side of the temple. So if you were a Jew going to Passover, and if you came through the eastern side walking through, you would have seen a river of blood and water flowing from the side of the temple. Now, I hope you know where I'm going with this, because it might sound familiar to you. Because ultimately, this is a sign and an anticipation of what is going to happen in the new temple that is Christ's body. It is from the side of Christ, the temple of Christ's body, which flowed from his pierced side blood and water. As Pope Benedict says, it is from contemplating the pierced side of Christ that our definition of love must begin. So let us pray the words given to us by Saint Faustina. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Let us pray. May the venerable exercises of holy devotion shape the hearts of your faithful, O Lord, to welcome worthily the Paschal mystery and proclaim the praises of your salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.